Actually, didn't always feel lucky. So I just began to investigate, what is it that really made this for them? And they were people of tremendous faith. And the more I got into it, the more I began to see in many ways they lived out the kingdom ethic within their marriage.
More from Kevin at FamilyMinute.org.
This is news from the Oklahoma News Network.
Oklahoma lawmakers are getting a pay raise, Beth Myers reports.
Just 2 years after cutting lawmakers' salaries, the Board on Legislative Compensation has voted to raise lawmakers' salaries by 35% beginning next November. The board voted Tuesday to increase the base salary for Oklahoma lawmakers from $35,000 annually to $47,500 a year. It is the first pay raise for legislators since 1997.
A big oops by Cleveland County Judge Thad Balkman. He admits he made a $107 million mistake in determining how much drug maker Johnson & Johnson must pay the state of Oklahoma to help address the state's opioid crisis. He says the actual amount for treating babies born addicted to opioids should have been just over $107,000. He says he'll correct the error in an upcoming ruling. The final amount that Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay was $572 million. State Regent Andy Lester has resigned. He is an attorney with a law firm representing opioid manufacturer Johnson & Johnson in its appeal of that recent verdict. State Representative Colin Walkie of Oklahoma City raised concerns last week about Lester's loyalty, calling his work for Johnson & Johnson a possible conflict of interest. In a statement, Lester says he decided to step down out of respect for the Oklahoma system of higher education and his fellow regents. A former UConn high school teacher is accused of having sex with a 15-year-old student. Oklahoma City Police began an investigation in August. That from Police Master Sergeant Gary Knight.
Oklahoma City Police were notified of an inappropriate relationship between an employee, a coach at UConn High School, and a 15-year-old female.
24-year-old Elizabeth Lienberg was arrested yesterday. She's charged with rape and lewd acts with a child. I'm Jacqueline Scott.
All across America, states are struggling to provide for rural communities as population trends continue to favor urbanization. But in Oklahoma, Native American tribes are investing in a very different story, one filled with opportunity and prosperity. Learn more at UnitedForOklahoma.com. How much would Oklahoma offer in incentives to attract a business that generates nearly $13 billion in revenue and supports employment for almost 100,000 people? That's the economic impact of the Native American tribes of Oklahoma. Learn more at UnitedForOklahoma.com.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Indulging yourself by getting your dream car? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with the Farm Bureau agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Find a Farm Bureau agent at FBFS.com. It's your future. Let's protect it.
She got away with it for more than 7 years. A Tuttle woman has pleaded guilty to embezzling more than $1.2 million from the El Reno company where she worked as an office manager. Krista Jackson worked at Arrow Point's pipe service. Prosecutors allege she wrote checks to herself and transferred money from company bank accounts to third parties for her own benefit. She faces up to 20 years in prison. It's the highest award given by the President of the United States to teachers. President Trump has announced the recipients of the Presidential Awards for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching. Awardees come from schools in all 50 states. In Oklahoma, the recipients are Gina Barnhill of Rollingwood Elementary School, Megan Cannon of Sepulpa Middle School, J.C. Harris of Homer Middle School, and Julie Klingensmith of Norman High School. I'm Jacqueline Scott.
This is the ONN, the Oklahoma News Network.
Good morning and welcome to K1. It is 9:34 and I have Fawn Cassiter and she's here with the Tom Mix Museum in Dewey. And first of all, good morning and welcome aboard.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a little bit of fun coming up here toward the end of the month. You've got something very, very special. It's historical and I'm learning more and more about the history of our area with every day. And you were just telling me some great things I didn't even know. I was just kind of joking around that, boy, it seems that Dewey and Bartlesville are pretty close together. And you were telling me a little bit about the history of, yeah, that's how close.
Yeah, 3 miles close.
3 miles close and a little history beyond that as well. But we've got the Tom Mix Museum. And for the folks who aren't up on some of the history of the, you know, the 1920s, and I guess a little bit before that, Tom Mix was probably the best-known cowboy and probably still is on the planet.
I would agree with that. All the kids had a hero. That's mm-hmm. what they need nowadays. I say that all the time. The guy that wore the white hat, he starred in 366 movies. But he's very near and dear to Dewey's heart because he was married to a gal from Dewey. Her name was Olive Stokes. Mm-hmm. His oldest daughter was born in Dewey, and he was also the night marshal there.
How do you like that? You know, you got a guy who's all over the movie screen, and he's probably the fanciest roper and rider and, you know, just about anything you can find in an adventure film at that time, and he's your night marshal.
Yes.
That, how cool is that?
And probably could get a horse to do just about anything he wanted.
Oh, yeah. It I know that it took a lot of work, but it looked like very little effort.
Very little effort for him. Also, as famous as him was the horse Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And if no one's been to the museum, they should come and see all the memorabilia. Everything in our museum is his.
That is, I've seen it from the outside. I was going through early in the morning in Dewey, taking care of some business not long ago, and I said, well, there it is.
Well, you have a personal invitation, and so does everybody else that's listening to me.
Well, great, Fawn. That'd be wonderful. We're going to have to take advantage of that. And I said, wow, there it is, right there in living color. And it's on my bucket list here to get done before my first 6 months in the area.
Yeah, I've heard you've just been here a short time, so yeah, please come up. So,
now, what can we find in there besides his personal effects?
Well, we also have a little small theater in the back.
Uh-huh.
We show some of the silent movies. We also show a short documentary about him. He has been gone a while. The mm-hmm. museum has been open only 50 years. This is our 51st year, actually.
They call that a good start.
That is, I think we've stood the test of time, unfortunately. And everybody probably knows that the state has lacked in some funding.
Yeah.
So the museums are starting to see the shortfall of those discrepancies. And so what we're doing here today is going to talk about a fundraiser. And those are very important, not only for us, but all the museums in the area. So local support is super important and very much needed.
We can't always rely on the tourists to do it all. This is a nice gem in our community, and we got to take care of it. So let's get into it. What is the fundraiser, and what's it all about, and how do we get in?
All right. It's going to be held on October 29th and uh-huh. 30th. Uh-huh. We're going to call this Haunts of Memories Past.
Cool.
So we would like to invite people to come to the Dewey Cemetery, and it's going to be held from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Groups can go ahead and, you know, let us know ahead of time, and we can get them signed up. We're going to walk them through some significant people that were very colorful past, some of them all in different ways. Mm-hmm. So we'll mention one, which was Nanny Journeycake Bartles. She was Chief Delaware's daughter, and she'll be one of the first ones that we have a lady that's going to dress up and talk about her.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to let everybody know that we're not being disrespectful in any way. We are actually wanting people to know the history, and we're trying to bring it alive by the past of some of those important people that made our area what it is today.
Mm. And I got to tell you, this is pretty cool. You go through and you get this history, and it speaks to you. Literally speaks to you because these are
right.
people who are costumed and acting.
And we're gonna have everyone dress accordingly, and we're gonna try to do about 9 different people. We're gonna try to make this is our first time to
okay.
do this.
Oh great!
We're gonna try to make it an annual event. Bartlesville's done something similar in the past. We're not trying to copycat. We're just trying to spread the word about some of the important things that have mm-hmm. happened, you know, and let people know. We're going to have, some gentlemen and some ladies. I'll just throw a few more names out there. Hamp Scudder, Henry Starr, kind of a famous bank robber in the area.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you do know that name.
Yep.
So we're going to have a guy dressed up doing Henry and talking about him. And then we're also going to do Bill Strickland, which was a historian, probably helped save a lot of the history about Dewey and the area. And we're going to do Julia Johnson Dalton. Dalton should ring a bell, but Julia was very friendly with a lot of the outlaws. So, but she was Emmett Dalton's third wife, and she's buried up there. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, be darn. So, colorful, just to say the least.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So now you can get some history. You're going to say, well, I'll be.
So we also might have, and it might be someone very near and dear to you all here at the radio station, but in honor of Tom Mix, he is not buried there, but we're probably going to have a rider in the night, and we'll probably visit and talk about some of the history and what all he did in the past around the Dewey area as well.
That's going to be neat.
Mm-hmm. And it's all going to be held inside the cemetery. We'll mark the path, and it will be dark, obviously, but we will have it lit up, and so people don't have to worry about that. And like I said, we're going to do it in honor of the memories. Nothing disrespectful at all.
Well, this is going to be nice, really, really nice. It's history. Yeah, it's got that little element of woo. But you're going to be entertained and informed at the same time. And of course, this benefits the museum.
It's going to benefit the museum. The adult tickets are going to be $10. Children 5 or students 5. Children 7 and under are going to be free. So, yeah, any support. I mean, we need, fundraisers. Like I said, we need some help. So it's going to be for that. And like I said, we want it to go on again, next year. So what we're going to do is try to spur the interest of the community, because I know there's many, many more interesting people in the cemetery. So we're hoping families will come forward with some information, and we'll pick, different people each year to cover.
This really sounds like this is going to be a kickoff to something that's going to go on for decades. And I really hope it is, because these things are unique. They're unique to each and every community, and they're unique to the people that live there. And, what more can you say than, hey, bring it on. This is going to be fun. Now, at the museum itself, what are your days of operation?
We are open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30, closed on Sunday and Monday. We will have limited hours in December, January, and February. That's kind of the slower months.
Sure.
We do have snowbirds and people that travel. Brag a little bit. In September, we had 26 of the 50 states represented and 5 different countries. So we get several visitors from all over the world. It's a very interesting collection. It's a very large collection. And like I said, it's all his personal items. But again, in December, January, and February, it's a little slower. So we're going to be open Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Very good. Now, do you need an appointment for a tour, or how does this work? Do you just say, hi, we'll just walk right in, and is there a cost?
We love walk-ins. We have a suggested donation of $5.
Mm-hmm.
We have had many bus tours. I have a group coming this month. Michael Wallace has brought a bus tour before.
Oh,
he's the famous author and the voice in the Cars. and he brought a bus load, like 50 people. And what we usually do is split them between us and the Dewey Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I love for people to call ahead, but I love to see faces walk through that door.
Indeed. Every face is going to be welcome there. I mean, it's really going to be a good time for everyone who's not only a fan of history, but also maybe a fan of pop culture of the day. And we're at that interesting crossroad here, because, you think of the movies as, this is part of our modern experience. Well, at the time when Tom Mix was making the movies, these were brand new. People who were, okay, well, let's hope this works.
Right.
They were taking the chances.
Typically called shorts. Mm-hmm. The first, first rounds were like 15 minutes, which was quite an ordeal to produce something for 15 minutes. But as he progressed, they were, 366 movies. But he was in the silence. He only did about 10 talkies.
Mm-hmm.
The last one was in 1935 when he came out of retirement and did a serial called The Miracle Rider.
Oh, boy.
It's very good. They're each 20 minutes long. It's actually 308 minutes total. But it's exciting. It's kind of fun to watch. And we've also gotten involved with Circle Cinema in Tulsa. They show Second Saturday Silent. And in March, they always honor us with Tom Mix, and they'll show one of his. So we're having, a lot of support around, so it's good.
Now, do you have a website where people can maybe just get a little bit of flavor before they
absolutely
come in and see the whole?
We have a website. We have a nice gift shop, very unique gifts for, you know, I try to keep it more Native American and Western. Mm-hmm. We've got everything.
How long have you been with the museum?
I have been managing for 8 years, and prior to that, I was on the board. So I've been on both sides. So I've been around about 15 years.
Well, this has got to be a labor of love for you.
I love it. And I have to say, I have a senior at Dewey High School, and Tom Mix's first talking movie was Destry Rides Again. And my son will probably kill me for this, but his name is Destry. In honor of that.
Wonderful.
So I've been a fan for a long, long time.
What drew you to Tom Mix?
I have a love for horses and appreciation. And I call him the evil Knievel on horseback back in the day. But he also...
That fits.
Well, seriously, he did his own stunts. Mm-hmm. But I love horses and I love his style. And in our video, they even talk about the women that he was married to. Now, I'm going to tell something here. He was only married 5 times.
But only 5.
Only 5. Yeah. And they said he loved his horses more than he did them. So I love horses, too. And I love his style. And he was really good with animals. He trained so many different things. Mm-hmm. So I just have the appreciation like him.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is great. And, of course, always a wonderful stop in Dewey. If you are there, like on a Saturday or even a weekday, take care of some business. Pop by, see what it's all about. I guarantee you're going to be surprised. You know, you will be surprised. Well, I didn't know that. There's a whole lot of I didn't know that by the time you get through all the exhibits.
We get different people will walk in. I'm starting to hear a lot, you know, World War II veterans that are passing, but their children will come in and say, oh, this was my dad's favorite, or this was my grandpa's favorite. Mm-hmm. And one of the most unique, probably for the younger generation that come in, probably one of the most famous movies of all times is Tombstone. Mm-hmm. And at the end, they refer to how Tom Mix wept at Wyatt Earp's grave. Tom Mix was a pallbearer for Wyatt Earp.
Oh, my.
They were friends.
See, another thing, I didn't know that.
It's a generational thing. So it spurs their interest enough to walk in. Mm-hmm. I always say, you know, they're starting to make a lot of movies in the area, and I'm thinking, wow, could we not make another Western? Could we bring something, you know?
You know, I think maybe we could bend an ear. I could probably hook you up with somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows a guy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Why not?
Yeah, why not? You know, what could it hurt?
And then the other reference, which is kind of comical, and all the good old shows, the Beverly Hillbillies. Granny. Uh-huh. And I don't know if you've ever heard, but I have many people that come in and say how she would always reference to Tom Mix and how good looking he was.
Oh, yeah, she would. she would. It's just amazing. But once again, the museum, we're located right there in Dewey, not too far from downtown, just right off the drag.
Right in the main stretch. Come mm-hmm. see all the antique stores and linger longer in the soda shop fountain and have a homemade shake or a malt. And then the Dewey Hotel is right across the street. So we have a lot of stuff for people to do in Dewey.
Indeed, indeed. Do it in Dewey. Mm-hmm. All right. Once again, the name of the website is?
Tom Mix Museum.
.com or org?
Org.
Org, org. And, of course, the dates for the cemetery?
October 29th and 30th from 6:30 to 8:30.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And donation?
Donation.
Mm-hmm. And once again, the little ones, not so much, but you get a little bit bigger.
$10 for adults and then $5 for students, and the younger ones are free. Yeah. And what we're going to do is try to start about every 15 minutes or so. So mm-hmm. if we gather a group, then we'll go. We'll have a guide that'll lead them through. So we're getting all geared up.
Now, are the actors all local?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And some of them are even related to some of these folks.
That even makes it better, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very, very interesting.
Well, best of luck to you on this maiden voyage.
Thank you.
And here's hoping that it goes a long, long way. And of course, the museum, it's a mainstay. We got to take care of it, folks. And the movie, well, let's let's put that in the wishing well and see what
let's
happens. Let's do that. Let's do more than that. Let's make a few phone calls, dadgummit. It is 9:50. It's 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock. And I want to thank Fawn Cassiter here with the Tom Mix Museum in Dewey. She manages it, been doing it for quite a while now. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come visit with us here on the radio.
Thank you. I've had so much fun. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, don't be a stranger. All right? Okay. We've got more coming up right here on K1.